This is kind of her way of saying to the chair umpire, fine, give me a time violation. I'm just going to take even more time.
Bouncy, bouncy, throwy, throwy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, she was about to celebrate. She missed and she looks up to the chair and she has a little mutter and she wants it checked.
Just out.
Oh, she wanted the measurement of outness.
And she got it.
She got it.
Very clearly. I think when you're umpiring, Laura Siegmund, you kind of have to be firm.
Yeah.
Make a firm decision.
Stick to your guns. Love 40 now for Goff for 4 love. Deuce, 5-all. Forehand. That's a heavy ball from Osaka. He's trying to put lashings of spin on it. Into the net goes Siegmund, and the little cry you heard was from Osaka.
Avantage, Osaka.
Osaka's always quite moderate in how she expresses herself on court. It's got to be something really good for her to let some of that tension out. Otherwise, she can be quite impassive. Must be quite difficult when you play her.
Yeah.
Because you're not quite sure. If it's all going wrong, you wouldn't know from the expression on her face.
Serve down the tee, forehand down the line, forehand back up the line, backhand down the line, scooped up squash shot, cross court forehand from Siegmund, who plays forehand flat down the line, backhand cross court. It's break point to Osaka, looking for 6-5 and to serve for the match. Backhand clips top the net from Siegmund. Backhand clips top the net. Allows Siegmund back in. She plays a drop shot. Here comes Osaka. There goes Siegmund. No! Wow! Laura Siegmund. The tenacity of Siegmund.
Wow. What's the motto of Roland Garros? Victory comes to the most tenacious.
Egerine.
Yeah, again, another example of Siegmund's. Well, firstly, fantastic athleticism to chase down every ball. Because Osaka was hitting the ball very hard, different areas of the court, and Siegmund was there every single time.
Yeah.
Somehow finding a way.
Just sorting out your social life.
My social life?
Yeah, apparently you're going to a concert.
Who with?
Tomorrow.
Am I?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's nice.
Yeah, no, I'm just making it possible.
Well, that's very kind of you.
No, absolutely. Game point, Siegmund.
Avantage, Siegmund.
So was that Osaka having a little rant?
Yes, it was. And that was Thomas Witrowski, our coach, just clapping, saying, come on.
One of the things about playing Siegmund is you have to battle your frustration at not being able to quite put her away.
4.5 hours, I just remind you of that. Internet goes Siegmund. Osaka, and she was distracted, she was disrupted. So we will head back to Philippe Chatrier, where Siegmund Coco Gauff is 4-love up in the second, but love 30 on her serve against Taylor Townsend. Now it's 15-30.
We've got an email in the inbox where the subject line just says, donkeys.
Oh, it's when the pair take over from us at 5 o'clock. All they can see are donkey pictures and email titles saying donkeys. I think, what on earth is going on?
They should be used to it by now. Red Sox Devil says, ladies, the only way to settle this argument is to send the Empress through rural Pennsylvania on her massive sedan chair and wait for the inevitable Donkey Kong invasion as the creatures come from over the hills and everywhere in minutes flat. That could happen.
Maybe.
I I think you might go motorised if you were driving across rural Pennsylvania. I don't think you'd do the sedan chair. It would take an awfully long time.
I don't think it'd be the most comfortable as well.
Well, and also not really very fair on the staff doing the carrying.
I'd feel awful having someone try and carry me anywhere.
On a sedan chair?
Well, just in any way, shape or form. Break point for Taylor Townsend to get one of the brakes back. Backhand cross court, the forehand just drops a little bit short. Backhand cross court from Townsend drops a little bit short from Goff. And then the pickup from Goff on the backhand side. The drop shot, ah, it's a great shot to play. Isn't able to pull it off, and we go to deuce.
Well, she had time, and as you said, it was the right choice of shot. Just didn't execute. It's filling up a little bit here on Court Philippe Chatrier, but understandably, people are still a little shy of going up into those high seats where the direct sunlight is at its most piercing. Goff just holding firm there. Getting herself from break point to game point.
Being your social secretary is quite time consuming. Game, Goff. Five love.
Quite exciting for me, though.
Well, no, you're going to have a lovely time.
I mean, I'd have a lovely time if I was here.
Yes, you would. You are now no longer here.
Oh.
We were going to be together. We are now not.
Oh.
I know. There'll be other nights.
Can you manage without me?
Yes, I'm going to be alongside Antoine.
Oh, well, that'd be lovely, won't it? Lovely Antoine.
I don't think he'll buy into the donkey chat.
You know, it's possible he might not. You might have to mention the tennis and chat about that a bit.
A little bit.
I'm sure Antoine has chat of his own, non-donkey-related chat. Quite like this song.
No. Yes, I do like this.
No, yes.
Can we have a little bit more on this? We have a result. It's quite good music to give results to. Maya Sharif has come through against Dal McGalfi, 7-5, 6-4. Granais and Zabaios, unsurprisingly, have got a win in the first round of the men's doubles against Giron and Fucevic. We will be heading back to Susan Longland soon because they're at the start of a tiebreak in the second set. Mute Kapriva has split sets. Kapriva serving for 2-1 lead. Bublik Strufon served very early. Jacmo is setting a break up on Favitova and 2-1 Tien over Garin. Right. Serving to stay in the singles.
Well, now it's Townsend's turn. She's doing a Goff. Townsend's turn to throw the ball up and catch it again.
Backhand cross court from Townsend onto the sideline. Into the net it goes.
That was a very clever shot from Goff there. Drawing the error from Townsend. Oh, Sophie has arrived with bounty.
Sophie!
She's bought more snacks.
You can come again.
What are they? Poured them into the snack box.
Crisps. Oh, might take those from the sun. Thanks very much.
Oh, yes.
Good catch. Thank you. He says, merci beaucoup.
For her son.
Oh, yeah, no, they...
Just saying.
Promise you, I'll take a photo and send it to you.
Yeah, I might take all the Tim Tams for my nephew in Australia.
Yeah. Backhand. What? For nephew in Australia? Come from Australia?
Two nephews in Australia.
You've got some...
Oh, thank you.
Balls.
Well, it's no need to be rude, Shishi.
Well, they go for my son as well. Right, in the back. There we go. That's his dinner. Come on, full of protein. Serve out wide, serve and volley from Townsend. Oh, it's tough. Match points. started so well, played so well, but it swung in favour of Coco Gauff.
It was all down to that seventh game in the first set, wasn't it? Townsend making the early running. But it's been all Gauff since that moment.
Townsend misses the first serve. 6-4, 5-love, match points for Coco Gauff. 1 hour 20. Serve down the tee. The backhand cross court, backhand down the line. The pickup from Gauff. The forehand into the corner from Gauff. Gauff goes cross court with the backhand. Cross court with the forehand goes Townsend. Back behind, and there's the win. 1 hour, 21 minutes. Defending champion is up and running in the defence of her title. Great start and first set from Taylor Townsend. But Gauff just had that extra gear. And we're going to hear from Coco Gauff very shortly.
Don't worry, we will keep you updated on what's going on with Naomi Osaka and Laura Siegmund, because that's turned into something of a battle. Just joined us. Osaka won the first set. They are currently in a second set tiebreaker. Osaka's just gone a mini breakup to lead 3-2, but Siegmund has been so tenacious, so resilient. That Osaka will be taking nothing for granted.
Right, the music is a real variety, isn't it? What we're getting.
I feel like this suits Sophie's energy, this music. More chair dancing.
Just sat here doing. You could do chair workouts, though, can't you, Liz? Oh, we were earlier, promise you. But no, we're not at that age yet. We're not there yet. Sophie rightly said, we are not there yet.
No, we're not at the stage where those are our only workouts. Quite yet.
I think it's Alex Correcci who's going to be asking the questions.
And he did not spring from the commentary boxes up here.
He hasn't done a lot of springing from commentary boxes.
No.
It's all been fairly civilised.
We're back to 3-all in the Osaka Siegmund tiebreak.
Right.
Espanol Alex Correia.
Here is your defending champion.
Coco, welcome back to Paris and especially here at Roland Garros. I'm sure you are delighted to be here, but the whole crowd is thrilled to have you back. Welcome.
Memories on this court, so really happy to be back here. Was a little nervous going out today, I think it showed, but I was able to find my calm and happy to be through to the next round.
How difficult it is to play against someone that you know very well, and at the same time, how much does it help you? Like if at the beginning of the match, the things are not going the way you like.
Honestly, even though Taylor and I have known each other for so long, this is, I think, our first match on tour. So we know each other well off the court, but on the court, not so well. So I watched her play so many times, but everybody plays every person different. So I didn't really know what to expect. But my team put together a good plan, and I felt like I executed it well for the most part. So but obviously, I have a lot of respect for Taylor. And yeah.
Is it more difficult to play against someone that she has like different spin, lefty, a nice forehand also, and with a serve open up the court?
Yeah, it's definitely different playing not only a lefty, but the lefty that Taylor plays is a lot of spin. But I had a good hitting partner the last couple of days. I'm going to shout out Arthur, and they kind of play kind of similar. So it kind of helped me for today, yeah.
And the heat, I believe you like the heat. But because it bounces very high, especially of your forehand. But is it very difficult while you're walking around, or is more when you're sitting there in the changeover? How do you deal with that?
I mean, honestly, I'm from Florida, so this is nothing. Shout out Delray Beach. No, really, the reason I was using the ice, because my physio before I went on court, she was like, can you please use the ice today? Because she knows I probably wouldn't. But so I listened to the instructions and I used the ice. But honestly, I felt more bad for the fans. I was like, dang, like you guys are watching us play in this heat. It's kind of tough. I was hoping no one passed out. So I'm glad that I was able to keep it short so we can have everyone healthy. But no, I think the best part of the heat is just on my serve. I feel like it helps my ball bounce a lot more, and I think it's an advantage more than a disadvantage for me.
I think everybody was liking you to be here a lot, so don't worry if you go longer in the matches, but it's good for you. It's good for you that he went shorter.
Yes. Last week, I got enough time on court for now.
Good. And just to finish, today, you know, Althea Gibson won 70 years ago. What did it mean to all of you?
Oh, I mean, I think Taylor and I playing on Philippe Chatrier is a direct product of Althea Gibson, and it's an honor to be able to play today, and a round of applause for her. It just shows the importance of breaking barriers in all aspects of the world, but especially in sport, and I'm very grateful for people like her and Serena and Venus, Ina Garrison, and even more for paving the way for us to be out here today.
Coco Gauff, thank you so much everything you give us. So, mesdames et messieurs, qualifiez pour le deuxième tour, Coco Gauff.
Congratulations to defending champion, and congratulations, I think we should hear from Naomi Osaka. This is going to work well. So if we are going to come back to Philippe Chatrier, there is going to be a tribute held. But I think before that, we can hear from Naomi Osaka and Susan Longlin. At the same time, we welcome in Sophie, who has joined us just a little bit earlier, kindly come to have a little chat with us. We're going to hear from Osaka shortly. Sophie, but how has your day been?
I am very lucky.
Oh.
You know why?
Well, tell us.
Because I didn't start till later, and for the last 2 days I was here at 7:30 in the morning because I was doing some emceeing of pickleball for the French Tennis Federation, which was lovely and fun, but, you know, those early mornings kind of, they're catching on to you.
Yes.
So I didn't want to be exhausted, you know, after the second day of the tournament. So I had a great night's sleep. I cleaned my room up for those
Lara
mess.
Sigmund.
Right, thank you to Lara Sigmund.
Au revoir, Laura.
Yeah,
good au revoir. Try, though. Hey, that was...
Well, she's always difficult, isn't she?
She's
a difficult customer to play.
She's a tough one,
and
yes.
That, I think...
Are we
as we said
that?
Earlier, that I think that had the potential to be really awkward for Naomi Osaka. So it's a good one to
I
come through.
I thought both matches, even, you know, the match that we obviously covered with Coco Gauff and Taylor Townsend, you know, it was
Townsend started really, really well.
So that
and couldn't quite capitalize.
Notre gagnante, mesdames et messieurs, la traduction se fera en simultané sur les écrans géants. Je vous laisse au micro de Caroline Garcia.
Naomi, congratulations. That was a very good match. I'm pretty sure you're happy to get through the second round in two sets. How did you feel about your performance of today?
Honestly, I felt really nervous. But, you know, for me, I haven't played on this court in a little minute, so it was just nice to get out here and play in front of everyone. And it's really hot, so I hope everyone's drinking water.
Last year, you won your first tournament on clay court. Do you feel every season passed and you get more and more confident on this surface?
You know, I hope so. I think I'm considered a veteran at this point, so I hope, you know, I hope I can play many more matches this tournament, but overall, I just want to have a lot of fun just smile a lot, hopefully.
Yeah. Actually, maybe the fact that it's odd days and the court play a little bit faster, do you feel it can help your very aggressive game style?
Yeah, normally I would think so, but she was drop-shotting me and I was like trying to run forward, so it was a little slippery, but I mean, you know, I feel like tennis players, we both have to play in the same conditions, so it's whoever wins in that day.
So Paris is a city of fashion, and you're a big fan of fashion. You had a fantastic dress today.
Thanks.
Can you tell us a bit more about your dress and what inspired it?
Honestly, it's very couture. And also, funny enough, I feel like I'm You know the Eiffel Tower at night when it's like sparkly?
Yep.
I kind of think I look like that a little bit.
I like it, I like it.
Thank you.
It's very beautiful. Tomorrow day off. What is a day in Naomi in Paris?
Just the same old, you know the routine.
Wake up,
practice, you know, get treatment. My daughter, I call my daughter and then, yeah, just lay down and wait for the match day.
Nice. Well, enjoy your day off.
Thank you.
Mesdames et messieurs, merci de raccompagner Naomi Osaka.
Well done to Naomi Osaka. We're getting a bonus match on Philippe Chatrier because we had the retirement of Alexander Muller. And we were saying earlier, Sophie, that all credit to Naomi Osaka on a surface that doesn't come to her naturally, the fact that she's worked to build her confidence and her game to play on it.
Yeah, I think it's a learning curve, but unfortunately she had, you know, too many stops and go, you know, and now she's getting better on it at a later year. You know, does she have the power and the possibility to go far and win another major? I sure think so. It's just putting it together, but she's sliding on the court so much better. It's night and day. I think she's really understanding. She used to never slide. She used to, period. Never slide.
I was saying earlier, I think she's really enjoying and relishing the challenge of it.
Is this acceptable?
Wear sports gear to work day.
Marcus has just arrived in a shorts and t-shirt ensemble.
He looks like my son, but slightly larger.
Older.
A lot older.
It is amazing. You're dressed if you're like going to the Bois de Boulogne for a little walk.
Are you hoping for a wild card?
It's too late for that.
In so many ways, Sophie.
All right, see you later. He's leaving. I think I would have done the same thing. Anyhow, come on, Hasby. Come here. It's time for us. 3 minutes. No, well, I'm right on time. See my watch. This 5 o'clock. My Don Lock watch.
I feel like our listeners are kind of getting a domestic here.
We can move things around. We can jump Marcus in.
Yeah, and then, of course. Yeah.
Marcus, where would you like to perch yourself?
Would you like to be here or there? Yeah, see, he always goes to my right.
Okay.
Yeah, which is all right because I have a good forehand. Just kidding.
I would love to see you two playing mixed doubles. I think that would be extremely entertaining.
Mixed troubles, you
mean? Mixed troubles.
Yeah, that's more likely. More like it.
I think it would be terrifying. Terrifying for each other.
I think it would be terrifying for him.
Passers by.
Because you know what's going to happen, right?
So
he's
going to
miss
one
ball and I'm going to go, substitution! Anyhow.
But I think it would be quite fun to watch.
Yeah, for the people. I'm not sure for me being on the court with him, but hey. Isn't that great?
Honestly, I've never seen such a...
I mean, you're showing legs. That's pretty impressive.
He's showing a lot of legs. It's not even a decent length short.
It's not even a decent length short.
I'm sorry, but
here is
what I'm going to do.
It's like a short short. You taking a picture of him?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it on our RG site. Please, make believe that you look like really a player.
Objectified? Do you think you're being objectified, Marcus?
All right. Everybody's going to have to give their opinion on this, okay? That's how Marcus is coming to work. I'm not sure about that. We should definitely rethink this. The dress code is going to have to be talked about.
Even I feel sorry for Marcus at this point. Even me.
You know, in French... There is actually a say in French, is when you talk badly about somebody, that means you're dressing him with a very nice suit.
Ah.
Tu lui as bien mis un costard. Donc he's dressed up for the winter now, right? The expression? funny.
Well, it is very warm
anyway,
today.
Marcus
is dressed
what
for the
they
weather.
Think about this, because I'm posting this on... On our radio_Roland-Garros, is that correct?
Radio_RG on the X platform.
Yes. All right, here it is.
And of course, if you do want to email your thoughts in about the tennis, about Marcus's shorts, about donkeys in Pennsylvania, or anything else you want to talk about, then email it.
Radio_Roland-Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
French Open Radio at fft.fr. We always love to hear from you.
Where was I on the donkeys? In Pennsylvania.
Where were you?
Yeah. When was that spoken about?
Well, Gigi said that she didn't think there'd be any donkeys in rural Pennsylvania. And we had a letter flooded in, suggesting that she might be wrong.
Flooded in? I don't think...
Is this a word?
No.
It's like last night. What was the word that Marcus used that was to describe small people?
Diminutive.
Yes. Well, you've been wrong for 45 years, apparently, about that word. You mentioned it yourself. Yeah. Time to make up for that. Good luck.
On that note, Eleanor, it's been lovely working with you. Sophie, it's a pleasure.
That.
Thanks very much.
Tennis
continues on Radio Roland Garros. Enjoy, and we will speak to you all a little bit later. We put you in the very capable hands of Marcus and his sportswear and Sophie.
I think, is it athleisure wear?
I don't know what wear it is, but...
Wear and tear?
I'm not...
Human rights.
Well,
Marcus is just going to get set up.
We're organising ourselves.
Over.
I'm in Marcus's way. It's all gone horribly wrong. How are you, Marcus?
Good afternoon,
I'm not
Lady
sure
E.
Where he is right now. He's got a voice.
I was fine until I walked in here.
Have we destroyed your self-confidence?
Well, you were very kind. I shall remember that.
I know. It's always a worry when that happens, isn't it?
I must be in trouble.
I just do it to unsettle you.
Well, what a pleasurable start to the day, work-wise, that has been for me. As we say goodbye to Lady Eleanor of Preston, perhaps for the last time.
You probably want to say goodbye to me.
There's no probably in that sentence.
Anyhow,
hello, Sophie. How are you?
I am fabulous. I'm impressed by your outfit. Because I can't wear that. You know, my legs don't show that way. At least you have good showing legs.
Well, that's very kind. I mean, I wouldn't normally do it, but it is stifling
out
there.
It is stifling. And for a Brit, I understand the stifling.
Yeah.
You're not used to this.
It's very similar in London at the moment, but when you're working...
Yeah, I heard it's similar in the south of France. They had 40 degrees Celsius down there, but at least they had the ocean breeze.
Well, exactly. What has caught your eye so far today?
What is what?
What has caught your eye? That's a term...
Caught my eye. Well, I didn't really understand what you were saying. That's why I asked
What have you liked the look of so far today?
I think that I'm afraid to mention Medvedev, you know, being out of this tournament. And I'm afraid to even mention Medvedev. Medvedev, after three games, was already completely going nuts. And I don't know if it was the weather, but... Yeah, well, anyway, good on the... what was the name of... What was the youngster who beat him? I'm sorry, you know, blank. But
don't worry, I'm going to put you right.
Martin? No.
Yeah, it was a five-set victory for Adam Walton of Australia, who's ranked just inside the world's top 100.
Good on him.
But you're right, Medvedev was...
Shouting.
His wife was shouting back, behave yourself. He said, I'll behave myself when I start to find the court.
But the court is right here.
Yeah. Sometimes it's easier to find than at other times. I do just want to ask you, with your French hat on, what you made of last night's drama. A farewell in the end to Gael Monfils, who was threatening to come back from two sets down again against Hugo Gaston, who I also felt a little bit sorry for as a Frenchman, knew it wasn't about him, but had to go about his job professionally.
Yeah, I think Hugo Gaston was exemplary last night in all through the match. And of course, after the match, when they really gave homage to Gael, and I think it's typical of Gael. It was beautiful. It was tennis. You know, unfortunately, they didn't play well at the same time. That's what was missing maybe in that match. But you know, we saw every facets of Gael, every facets of the drop shots from Gaston. Typical, you know, best shot in his game. And I love what Gaston is doing right now. He's trying to come back. He's had a lot of difficulties in the past years, and I'm glad that he came through, because you know, I think he's the one who has more years obviously ahead of him to try to get back in the top 100, if not better. And I think it was really well done once again, you know, with Roland Garros, Gilles Moreton, and of course Amélie Mauresmo.
There were some lovely tributes from some of the greats of the game up on the screen, and we had Joe Wilfried Tsonga and Gilles Simon and one other who was there
last night.
Richard Gasquet.
How can I forget Richie?
And we've got an unexpected extra French performer on court, Philippe Chatrier, in just a moment.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be quite interesting to see Diane Paris coming on court here. She's starting to regain a little bit of confidence, a little bit of, you know, good feeling on the court. So it's, again, good to see her. She has a tough one here at Kalinina for sure. Anything is tough today, no matter what, because Mother Nature is making it tougher for everybody. So it's going to be, you know, to find out who's going to have the most energy in this heat. And of course, on the other court, on Susan Langland, we are all waiting to see how Loïse Boisson is going to be able to maybe replicate what she did last year. The chances are very low, and yeah. I don't think anybody is waiting for a miracle, although last year was a miracle for everybody. So if you believe in miracle, hey, why not? Wow. Let's have another one.
I mean, if she can match what she did 12 months ago, we are really
she could win a match, to tell the truth, here with the way she's coming in the tournament. I think that would be
amazing. For those who
haven't
been following her closely since that run to the semi-finals and the eventual defeat to Coco Gauff, what has happened to her? Has she had more injury problems? Has she been playing well?
Very complicated what went on, and I actually have a whole... I mean, I can go on right now and tell you everything that happened to her, but I can tell you that there were also some decisions that I didn't think were the right decision from the team, but it started with, of course, you know, in 2022, she already had, you know, problems with her right shoulder. 6 months she had to stop from 2021, October 21 to March 2022. Then came along the 2024 of the ACL, which is the really bad injury that really cost her about a year when she was about to come here from playing really well next door at the Racing Club de France to come with a wild card here in 2024, but couldn't do it because of that ligament that she had to get repaired on her left knee, and out for about 9 months. And then in 2025, after playing here, she unfortunately sustained another injury for months in the abductors. Then she had the quadriceps, so that was 1 month in the abductors, 7 months in the quadriceps, and then she started to have a right arm problem from September 2025 to April 2026, for 7 months. It just
so
didn't
if you want me
stop.
To check a mark, please stop
so
clearly and immediately.
As we're listening here to
the
coin toss on Philippe Chatrier. So anyway, she's been through
for the
ringer, to say the least. Changed coach multiple
you.
Times from last year, and then all of a sudden rehired the same coach from last year. As she's walking on court Susan Langland right now.
We have Roland Garros or 2026?
Well, we've got a decision to make.
Well, I would think that we start with some with the match that starts
Tuesday.
First, which obviously they're already in the coin toss. Going to be maybe 10 minutes, but see how it goes. And then we'll run. What do you think?
I think so. Well, yeah? I just think because of what Boisson did here 12 months ago,
we need to,
I'd like
definitely.
To see how she starts her campaign in 2026.
So maybe we just start just by chatting a little bit about what have you seen today?
Not a lot.
Besides Medvedev, you know, obviously being out the tournament,
I've been listening intently to our output while writing a couple of little features I've had to do.
Excellent.
And then
you're still chasing...
I'm still chasing Henri Lecomte.
Yeah, Henri Lecomte, yeah.
Can you please bring him to me? Do you know, the other day,
you know
Gigi,
no?
Gigi walked straight past him.
I know.
Him,
well, no, she was in the elevator with him,
and
I think.
And she ducked her head.
And
she could have said,
oh,
my
no,
colleague
no,
wants to talk to you.
Somebody else you wanted to be in the, you wanted to interview that she's seen like, oh, no, it is only Lecomte. She was in the elevator with him.
Well, first she was in the elevator, then she was on the corridor alongside
I've seen
him.
About four times already.
I think he must be avoiding me.
Let me see. Do I have Henri's phone number?
Well, if you can get hold of him, that would...
I don't think I have Henri's
phone number. That would be a major job. I just wanted for 5 minutes to talk about Yannick Noah and his friendship with Yannick and his memories of playing in the 1988 final here. Do you have vivid memories of both 83 and 88?
When he was apologizing? Was that the one he apologized?
You see, I need to ask him because I have very vivid memories of Yannick Noah beating Mats Wilander.
Yeah.
And I do recall then the following year that Noah and Lecomte won the doubles title together.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I don't remember much about Lecomte's final in 88.
So the final in 88, was it against... who was it against?
Wilander. Again, I think,
so
yes.
He lost that one and he apologized to the crowd at the end because... he kind of said, I know you don't understand my tennis, which the crowd went boinker and they were like all, you know, basically whistling because they were upset. It was kind of insulting the public and, you know, it took a little while for people to start liking him again.
That's tough. I mean, the guy got to the final in the first place.
So are you looking to get LeConte or are you looking to talk to Yannick?
Well,
what's your paper about? What's your feature about?
It's a podcast that I have recorded. It's about Yannick, but I thought my chances of getting hold of Yannick are slim. I don't know how often he's here for the championships. Are you close to Yannick?
Well, I mean, I was actually lucky. I don't want to brag, but I was lucky enough to get invited on stage to sing a couple songs when he was singing for Fête Le Mur.
Really?
For his association. They had like a couple days ago. But anyway, he's a great guy. But, you know, the best thing is just send me some questions and we'll see what I can do. But it doesn't mean that I will, but I can try. If you don't try, you don't get, right?
Well, absolutely. And just checking the score of that 88 final, LeConte lost 7-5, 6-2, 6-1.
Yeah, he got killed and people were starting to get... He probably had at least 50 enforced errors in that match, something crazy. Should we go to Susan Langland as they're warming up?
I think we should. I think with no disrespect to Annalena Kalinina and Diane Parry, who are about to cross swords for the third time. Their head-to-head record is at one apiece. Philippe Chatrier is pretty empty at the moment. This is an extra match that's been put on the main court because the first three went pretty quickly. But I suspect there'll be more of an atmosphere if we do ask the brilliant Stefan to transfer us across. He's already done it.
He's already done it.
He doesn't even need asking.
De la chaise d'arbitre, elle est née le 16 mai 2003.
So here's the introduction of Louis Boisson on court. By the way, this court, as you all know, and we've mentioned it in the first 2 days and throughout last year, and since the roof is on, there is definitely a lot of difficulty to play on that court when the sun is starting to turn and go down towards setting because, well, obviously, half of it is in the shadow. So it's so difficult for the players to really adapt. You have to keep your eyes open, I tell you, at all times, which, you know, it's impossible, right?
You need good eyesight. You need to eat lots of carrots. Anna Kalinskaya is the 22nd seed at these championships as you get the roar for Poisson, as she is formally introduced to the crowd, who of course have fond memories of her extraordinary fairy tale run to the last four, 12 months ago, which was eventually ended by the eventual champion, Coco Gauff. Her opponent, Kalinskaya, is making her fifth main draw appearance here. Her best performance, pretty modest, second round a couple of years ago. But it is her 22nd Grand Slam main draw, so she's experienced. She's been as far as a quarter final at this level. That was at the Australian Open in 2024. And interestingly, I don't know how relevant this is, but she's undefeated in 4 meters on clay against French players with an 8-1 win-to-lose sets record. Only Elise Cornet in Charleston in 2023 has managed to even claim a set offer.
Yeah, well, she's not somebody who is like, you know, so to speak, a clay court player. She likes to be on hard court. She likes to hit a ball very hard. She's a bit flat, so it's going to be difficult in the way because she's going to receive a lot of topspin from the forehand, of course, of Boisson, who can really put a lot of that spin that kicks really high, especially in this condition being very, very dry, very, you know, the heat makes the ball, you know, pretty much double in size. Yeah. I'm talking about the caoutchouc, which is the inside of the ball. That's why the ball gets much more velocity through the air. So and she doesn't like balls that are going above her shoulders. It's tough to play. She also has, we haven't mentioned that, a strap, Kalinskaya, on her right thigh. So you know that things are perfect, but are they perfect ever for tennis players? Probably not.
Exactly. There's always a bit of strapping somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah.
Let me just remind you of a few facts with regards to Boisson's amazing run to the semi-finals as a wild card in 2025, ranked at the time at 361. She became the first woman to reach the last four in their maiden Grand Slam main draw appearance since Jennifer Capriati at Roland Garros way back in 1990.
Wow.
It's only her third career Grand Slam main draw today. The other one was at the US Open last year when she lost in the first round.
Didn't go very well. Didn't have a coach there. Was helped by a federation coach, Pauline Parmentier. Didn't really have any stability and was coming back from injury again. I mean, and by the way, you know, Louise Boisson started a campaign in 2026 on April 21st in Madrid. She only played five matches, won one out of five. So, you know, coming in here, there's very little confidence. It's all about finding out if she can find her marks, if she can get into it, and especially, I think, what's going to be huge for her, the fans. The fans can help her, probably can help lift her and maybe give her more chances to get through. As they're about to start playing, it would be Boisson serving. And she's serving from the north side of the court.
Well, that shadow is very predominant. So we're going to have to focus very closely here, Miss Amiak, as Boisson does get things going by putting her first serve into the net. Kalinskaya is tall. She's favouring that greenish outfit, which is very popular this year. And she's returning with a high backhand to the forehand wing of Boisson. And flattens out her backhand as Kalinskaya, and Boisson goes long. And is just explaining that the ball was out by quite a distance. I don't know why she's getting involved here, because the point is...
She's questioning. Oh, she's asking maybe if there's electronic line calling. And she's like, no, okay, sorry. There are people in court calling line zero.
I mean, has she not noticed the line judges?
Who knows?
I mean, that's amazing. All these people very smartly dressed on the court, but they're not doing anything. Of course they are. Better serve from Boisson, the return's long.
Yeah, listen to the crowd already. That's you know that they're going to be very loud. I mean, first of all, you know, for her to not play on Chatrier, I think it's a good thing, because going back on the court, you know, where obviously she was so successful last year, would put a lot more pressure, I would think.
Serving out wide to the forehand, but she's just missed that first serve. If you've got a ticket in the shade, you're very lucky today. Second serve is going to clip the top of the tape and bounce long. It's a double fault. It's 15-30. Is this the hottest Roland Garros you can remember, Sophie?
I think so. Especially on the first week, there's no doubt. Maybe not the second week. We've had some 90s plus, but not in a row like this. And definitely not in the first week. And Stefan is also saying the same thing. So, yeah.
I mean, interestingly, it's going to get much, much cooler.
Cooler next, the second week.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be beautiful, actually. It's going to be, you know, upper 70s. It's going to be perfect weather next week.
Well, it'll be cold in comparison to this, though, as Boisson clips the top of the tape again, this time with a forehand, and it goes long. And in the blink of an eye, she's facing two break points.
Yeah, that is not the way you want to start the match, of course.
First meeting between these two players. She could do with finding a first serve, Boisson, but she hasn't. Thanks for all your messages again. We will come back to them. It's not as easy to look at the messages when we are checking the big monitor, but we haven't forgotten you. Second serve is good enough to force an error on the return from Kalinskaya. Her forehand goes long.
So Kalinskaya is coached by a former player, Patricia Tarabini, who's from Argentina. She was on the tour and I was playing, actually. She was in top 30 in the world in singles, number 12 in doubles, was close to winning a medal. Actually, she did win a medal.
Forehand return is in from Kalinskaya. This is a second break point opportunity for her. Boisson. Well, she runs round onto her forehand side and then plays an inside-in forehand. Misses the court. And from a French point of view, it's the worst possible start because Louise Boisson has been broken.
Yeah, and you know, what I don't like is to see also that, you know, that obviously you have to compare to where and what she was doing last year. I mean, there's no way out because that's pretty much what we all saw. And most fans, you know, have seen of her where she was a tremendous mover on the court and you feel like she's a little bit of a step later. She used to go around that forehand and really dictate with the forehand, or on the backhand, sorry, and dictate with the forehand. Inside in, inside out, but you can tell that sometimes she's just a tad bit late to be able to really use that shot, you know, to her advantage. So, you know, a lot for her to work on. Bad luck that she was, you know, drawn against a seed that has played some good tennis of late. But anyway, you know, when you're not sitting in a tournament like a major, you know, it could happen. So hopefully she's able to compete and, you know, especially physically and be out there just to keep going in our season that just started in April.
Kalinskaya to serve. I mentioned she's quite tall. She's not. We were talking about heights last night. I'm scared to say anything. Slightly above average at 5'7", but she's very elegant with the blonde hair, neatly controlled by a ponytail. She's going cross-court on the forehand, and then Poisson steps in and hits a beautiful forehand winner.
Well, and that is, I think that might be the first winner of the match for her. But yeah, I mean, this forehand is exactly what you look for, with a ton of topspin clearing the down the line and the highest part of the net.
Poisson just swaying gently from side to side, watching intently as Kalinskaya winds herself up and puts her first serve into the net. So a tall ball boy, emerges from the shadows on the umpire chair side of the court into the sunshine, picks up the ball, resumes his position, and Kalinskaya then double faults.
Listen, you're seeing so many odd stuff during those last two or three days because of the heat. You know, some of the players, you know, just come out of the AC, and it feels like you're in a sauna, total sauna out there.
I mean, that's interesting, actually. You don't want to come straight from the AC, do you?
I mean, I think if they were smart, they should be outside for at least 10, 15 minutes to get used to the climate.
Another hooked, deep return on the forehand wing from Poisson, who's now going to play another forehand down the middle of the court. Good angle, though, from Kalinskaya on her forehand wing, and that elicits a winner for her.
Well, she was very smart in that point because Kalinskaya wrong-footed completely Poisson going back to the backhand side. And, you know, when you're able to do that, you know that you're going to obviously win a lot of points, especially on this clay. It's very dry. It's very hard to keep stable and push on that outside foot to come back into a shot behind you.
15-30. Missed first serve. Just received a little bit of breaking news, which is of interest from a British point of view and indeed a Bulgarian one. Come to that in a moment. Forehand returns long from Poisson. That ball, as Sophie was telling us so aptly before the match started, it's rearing up because of the conditions. So hard to control. Kalinskaya just taking a couple of extra seconds to ready herself, having got back from love 30 to 30 all. Now she doesn't like the ball toss. The shadow continuing to creep across the court.
First of it.
Oh, she was so close to an ace down the middle. Rather disappointed to hear the umpire indicate that there was just a little bit of light contact between ball and net. So it's another first serve. Poisson always looks very intense. It's ever so slightly worried, I feel. Love to know what she is like as a person behind the scenes, Sophie. I don't know if you can... Poisson, maybe at the end of this game you can give us a little more of an insight into her actual character. Forehand return from Poisson. Now she plays another loopy forehand. Kalinskaya did very well to get on top of it. She's got a shorter ball to attack, and she does brilliantly with a double hander. Well, cross court for a winner.
Well, the slice backhand of Poisson that she put right in the middle of the court was not really deep enough. And I can tell you something, that she probably worked on that and got really low on her practice against her sparring partner, because she got really low on that slice. Didn't bother her at all. Accelerated cross court to that winner backhand. Beautiful shot from Kalinskaya, one of the best backhand on the tour.
Game point at 40-30. And she's got a short ball to attack again with that double hander. Up goes a high ball from Poisson. Kalinskaya waits. There's slice on the backhand again from Boisson, but she's in big trouble here. She's defending for her life. She plays the ball straight back at Kalinskaya, whose volley wasn't very good. And suddenly Boisson, oh, she had a chance actually to win a point that looked to be going the other way as both players converged on the net. Boisson couldn't make the most of a backhand volley.
You know what's funny? I think that actually our coach, Kalinskaya coach, told her if there is a ball and she can put it away, stay in the middle, because Boisson does this very often. She just hits it down the middle. And she stood there at the net down the middle, hit the volley, and Boisson was shocked that she didn't pick a side, because it's like a goalie. You know when you play football?
Yeah.
You know the goalie on the penalty kick when you pick your side because you're so close? Well, it's the same thing when you have a short ball in tennis and you're at the net. You're standing like a duck, so you had to pick your side. And most players go down the middle because players pick a right or a left. Yes. This time, Kalinskaya didn't move.
Clever.
So good.
Yeah. So she holds. A little bit of an opportunity comes and goes for Boisson. He now serves two love down in the first set.
All right, for all of you out there, I have been posted the beautiful, beautiful outfit of our Marcus, who is right here. And I just want your honest opinion.
No,
you know, that's all.
No honest opinions.
Oh,
only,
yes.
Only nice ones, please. Lie if you have to. That ball just flies off the frame of Boisson's racket. I must have been caught by somebody in the crowd because...
Yeah, they're applauding, and they're not applauding definitely the shank of the back end of...
No.
And it went from the really dark shade to the light, the sunlight in the court. And I tell you, I mean, Boisson right now checking the light also to serve because the sun is right in her eyes.
Yeah, the sooner the sun goes right across the court.
And she can't see. She's taking it back. I would serve closer to the middle. She's way too far, serving the shade. Yeah. Oh, she moved. There you go.
Well, she's still right on the edge of it.
She's a little bit in the shade. I would move completely closer to in the shade.
I mean, the good news for the players is that it's not long
soon
now.
Enough.
It won't be long before the court is completely in shadow.
Soon enough.
Backhand return from Kalinskaya, who's basically invisible off the screen in that shaded area. But the plus one was good enough. Another error from Boisson. This is going horribly, horribly wrong for last year's semi-finalist. Love 2, love 30. A little bit of breaking news for you, Sophie, on the men's side of things. Jamie Delgado, who recently parted company with Jack Draper, and I think it came as a bit of a surprise to Jamie Delgado, well, he's back with Grigor Dimitrov.
Wow.
And those two enjoy plenty of success.
Well, is Grigor going to get a wild card at Wimbledon?
I would think so. I would hope so, after the horrible injury that derailed him last year. Backhand return up the middle of the court from Kalinskaya, and it's another pretty abject forehand into the net from Boisson.
Yeah, I'm afraid to look at how many unforced errors already Boisson has had, but I will look. Unfortunately, I'm sure it's not pretty. In three games, almost.
It's not good news. Yeah. And sorry, Sophie, so it's not good news for the French woman on court, Philippe Chatrier, either, because Diane Parry is going to break down. She could be in danger of going a double breakdown against Annalena Kalinina. As Boisson goes along again, and Kalinskaya increases her lead. She breaks for the second time. She's in control without really having to do too much. We've seen a couple of cracking backhand winners from her, but the errors, as Sophie rightly says, are racking up far too quickly from Boisson.
The two French women are really having the worst startup of their match. 3-love for Kalinina against Diane Parry on the court, Philippe Chatrier. 3-love for Kalinskaya against Loïs Boisson. This is, that is a combined zip. That is not good. Hopefully, things are going to change. Quentin Moutet, who has been really amazing on clay and fun to watch, is now down 2-1 on court Simone Mathieu, the beautiful area by the Botanical Garden, and he's up 4-2 here, serving, but 30-40, so the break could be going back the other way. Now 40-all.
Juice.
You don't like to call it 40-all?
We had this one last year, so.
Oh, we did again?
Yeah,
yes, it's
juice.
Sorry. Okay, you can call it whatever you want. Also known as 40-all. Jacquemot is actually a setup and 5-3 against Fuvirtova, which would be a very good result for Elsa Jacquemot from France. And what else do we have? Shapovalov is on court against Faria.
We had at least one listener writing in to say that he, or was it a she? I think it was a he, thinks that Shapovalov's going to become champion at the end of next week. Bit of a wild guess.
I like the way they're thinking. I don't believe it, but hey, well, I've been wrong before.
Have you?
Oh, many times.
Have you really?
That's the whole point. Can't of growing. It. It's the whole point of being older. You've been wrong so many times.
Well, Wasson's got too much wrong in the first three games. Let's see what she can do here. She's got a shortish ball. Actually, it wasn't that short in the end, but it was a high ball. She's come in. Up goes another very high ball, and that's going to land wide. Now, Wasson, I think, is complaining that she just can't see the ball.
Well, let me tell you, it's the same for everybody. And this is one of the toughest time of the day to play. There's no doubt.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
But like you mentioned, surely, shortly, we'll be all in shade.
Love 15. Poisson did get to love 30 on the Kalinskaya serve and had a chance thereafter, but can do nothing about that. That was a very fiercely struck, well-positioned first serve from Kalinskaya, so 15 all. It's amazing how the two matches are mirroring each other, because Diane Parry's just taken the first point of the fourth game on Châtrier. If Catalina takes the next one, it will be identical again. It's not what the French want. Backhand return from Poisson, deep. And now she plays a double hander up the middle of the court, and it comes back at a rate of knots from Kalinskaya, who's going across court on her double hand. A slice from Poisson, short ball for Kalinskaya. The off forehand elicits a defensive lob from Poisson, and the error from Kalinskaya on the overhead would have come as a welcome relief to Poisson.
But that makes sense again. It's going from bright light to complete darkness. It is tough to adapt.
A lot of challenges for the players. The heat, the light, of course the weight of expectation on the shoulders of every French man and French woman. We know how long the host nation has waited for a homegrown champion. Big forehand from Kalinskaya, who comes to the net now and plays an awkward looking volley, and Poisson should be able to pass her, and she does. And she's got a couple of break points to get one of the breaks back.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great move. She got to the ball very quickly. To be able to pass, that was a great, really, pass down the line that gets to Kalinskaya, who hit a volley and popped it up because it was down her sock line, and then had to pass in two shots, but well done.
36 years since a French woman won Roland Garros.
Singles and doubles that year, if I'm not mistaken.
For Mary?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Ronde 40.
Well, that's worth checking.
I will.
1983, the last time a French man won. That was, of course, Yannick Noah, the last man to win a Grand Slam title with a wooden racket.
Le Coq Sportif.
And prior to that, on the men's side, you had to go back to 1946 and Marcel Bernard, who actually presented the trophy to Yannick in 1983, as Poisson gets one of the breaks back. Kalinskaya goes long with her backhand, and after a horrendous start, there's a little bit of light, perhaps at the end of the tunnel for Poisson, and she struggles with the light on court Suzanne Longlen.
Yeah, I wish Poisson was using also some of the drop shots, just because, you know, Kalinskaya loves to stay on her baseline and dictates the point, loves to hit from there, but level of her hips, but I think drop shotting would be fabulous. Exact same scoreline.
Spookily, there's a chance for Parry to get one of the breaks back on Châtrier. Was that an ace?
It's checked by the chair umpire, who's come down, saying the ball was wide, close.
Shame. Looked good in real time, in the murky gloom.
Well, Parry didn't win that point. We are at deuce.
40-40.
40-all.
40-all.
Gotta teach you everything.
Second service.
Well, teach me the wrong expressions.
It is not wrong. It's wrong in your vocabulary. 40-ah.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, it is a French game. Let's not forget it. That's where it started, not in England.
Why don't you play it better then?
I tried. I did the best I could with what I had. What was your ranking again? You knew that was
coming. In my dreams, I was number one for 7 straight years.
I love it. Yeah, have you played? Are you still playing tennis?
Not really. Yeah. No.
Well, because I was going to give you a book, because I think...
Have you got a book out, sir?
Yeah, you haven't heard, obviously. Hang on. It took me more than 10 minutes.
What time is it? 34 minutes it took you. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's brilliant.
I'm glad you're helping with
book. I'll swap one of my books for one of yours. How about that?
I love to read your book.
Okay.
Yes, that's a deal. What's the name of your book again?
The Man Who Saved Wimbledon, Roger Taylor, the former British number one.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it, to read it, but I think it's marvelous because those are stories nobody knows.
One of his best friends was and still is a top French player. Do you know Pierre Barthez?
Pierre Barthez, bien sûr.
Apparently he's a lovely guy.
Saw him yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, we had our Billie Jean King Cup France and Coupe Davis Cup yesterday. Party cocktail.
I'd love you to introduce me to Pierre because I feel like I know.
You know, you gotta have to be nicer to me because you need a lot of stuff.
Okay.
All right, Boisson here.
Inside in forehand, and the ball came straight back at her midriff, and she tried to shovel out a very awkward volley, but that was clever from Kalinskaya.
Very clever. She hit right, at her body, belly button, and it's funny because.